Forecast for today, we are looking at mainly cloudy conditions, slight chance still for some rain activity, and we'll have a high, hopefully, fingers crossed, near 50 degrees for today. Temperature-wise, we look to Kenosha starting things out. It is at this hour 46 degrees, going up just a little bit. 44 in Burlington, 45 Milwaukee, also 45 in Racine. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole spent over 3 hours on amendments to the proposed 2018 General Fund and Capital Improvement Program budgets, rejecting most but changing a few administrative recommendations. On the Public Works Department's claim of a $3.70 recycling fee increase to pay for expanded green waste pickup between spring and fall, Alderman Steve Smetana noted taxpayers are getting hit with a lot of changes, and a higher fee just adds to the problem.
This is increase in water bills. City staff received their raises. $3.70 recycling fee. First of all, it wasn't, this fee, from what I understand, wasn't even supposed to be around. Now, I understand it can go up. You know, that's the only thing that they can raise, I guess.
Alderman Sandy Widener suggested taking the almost $106,000 total cost of the recycling fee out of the city's general reserve fund, which Finance Director Dave Brown noted was an option.
That really would not have an effect on that reserve fund. So we could, rather than increase the fee, we could kind of give the recycling users a break by taking the $3.70 with $105,000 out of the big reserve fund.
I assume you're referring to the general fund?
Correct.
The undesignated one?
Yep.
Yes, that could be done. In fact, I think that's what you did last year.
Alderman John Tate II likened the $3.70 increase to Netflix prices going up in a you-want-it-you-pay-for-it scenario.
For now, it seems like it would be appropriate for us to at least recognize in the budget that we're going to move forward with a plan so people can know where this council currently is in terms of meeting those needs. And perhaps we'll get some feedback from our constituency that says, you know what, I'd rather not have that, or I'd rather pay for it just for myself and not have to have everybody do for it. We'll have that debate. But for now, I think it is important that it reflects in the budget that this is a consideration.
And Alderman Jason Meekma, who proposed a $1.10 reduction, called it a reasonable compromise, something missing, he noted in recent discussions.
To give a little, to get a little, and you know all the analogies, I'm not going to go down that road, but this is really the best compromise I could find to give the Department of Public Works some of what they needed, but also give the taxpayers as much of a break as we could, but still be able to provide this service effectively without dipping into to other funding sources.
The vote to use general fund reserves to cover the recycling fee increase was rejected, as was the vote to eliminate the $3.70 increase entirely, leaving the lower $2.60 fee, and that was approved unanimously accepted. Rejected amendments included cutting sidewalk maintenance funding in half, eliminating RDA bonding authority for the event center and IGA funding for an Uptown Theater building study, and the addition of a development project lawyer to the city attorney's office. Sideloading garbage truck purchases, those were dropped in favor of more discussion about the total automated service that Public Works would like to do. The 2018 budgets recommended to the full council for a final vote next Tuesday night. Now, the second meeting in 3 days of Racine's Redevelopment Authority is going to come up at 6 o'clock tonight at City Hall. This is a regular business meeting for the group. On the agenda, a resolution that would approve the new Build Up Racine webpage, logo, and branding effort. Also to withdraw formally from the pre-development agreement with General Capital for the 615 Marquette Street building. Also a status update or two on various projects and sites around the city. On Tuesday night, of course, the RDA and the aldermen met specifically on the former Machinery Row site, getting an update from the planning staff on how to proceed with that, including acquisition, relocation, demolition, and cleanup for possible development. Kranz Incorporated has been in the Racine area for well over 100 years. It has been acquired, though, by a New Hampshire-based distributor of disposable food service and janitorial supplies called Imperial Dade. Kranz will continue to operate in Racine. Kranz President Jeff Neubauer says the company has been in his family for 4 generations and 100 years, and he cares about what happens in the next chapter. Says Imperial Dade, though, has signed a long-term lease to stay in the Racine location. And some good news to report. We learned that the 78-year-old Oak Creek man who was missing, the subject of a silver alert, he has been found. Billy Joe Henson was last seen near the We Energy's power plant. He cannot speak due to a stroke, the alert notice indicated. He had trouble with his memory. However, we learned within the last 20 minutes or so that Oak Creek man, Billy Joe Henson, has been found. We're just about a week or so away from Veterans Day, and there's word that Army Corporal Donald Bear, the winner of the Purple Heart and many other honors, is going to be coming back to the Racine area to be with his father and older brother at Westlawn Cemetery in Mount Pleasant. 67 years after being enlisted as an unknown ex-file soldier from the Korean War, Donald Bear, who was born in Minnesota March 7th of 1930, confirmed to be at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Hawaii. He went to Korea in June of 1950. Bear and others in his company declared missing, though, in action 3 weeks later after some fierce fighting. Then they were declared dead in 1953. The advent of DNA led to testing. There were interviews with another soldier who knew about Bear. There was also continued investigative work that led to positive ID of his remains August 24th this year. An honor flight will bring Corporal Donald Bear's remains from Hawaii to Mitchell Airport a week from today. Air Force Technical Sergeant Daniel Knauts escorting his great-uncle to Racine and the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home's preparations for a November 11th service at the Westlawn Memorial Chapel. The family is asking that any donations go toward a flagpole at the cemetery to fly Corporal Bear's memorial flag nearly 70 years after he went to serve his country in Korea. The annual winter heating forecast from We Energies is out, and it contains some good news. The average customer should see overall heating costs below $500 for the third year in a row. The utility's Kathy Schultz says the prediction, based on what is termed a normal winter weather schedule, based on the average of the past 20 years, also regarding the price of natural gas, if it stays where it is today on the spot markets.
And to put that into perspective, that's about 22% less than the previous 10-year average and 44% less than the most expensive winter, which was about 10 years ago. So overall, it would be the third year in a row with heating costs under $500. That is substantially less than we were paying 10 years ago. In fact, nearly $400 less than customers were paying 10 years ago.
The winter moratorium, by the way, is now in place, and that'll stay that way up until April. But in the meantime, Schultz says if anybody's behind on their bills, they can still contact the utility, and that's the most important thing, contacting We Energies to make sure you don't fall further behind and to get a handle on it to at least start working on it. we-energies.com is their webpage. Coming up next week, it's going to be Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave with his next listening session for the folks with the town of Burlington. November the 8th, the Western Racine County Services Center on North Main Street, that's in the city of Burlington. He'll meet with the folks there from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. And Milwaukee Bucks President Peter Fagan scheduled to be the keynote speaker at the Kenosha YMCA Luncheon Wednesday next week at the Student Center Ballroom at UW Parkside beginning at 11:30 in the morning. It's a fundraising event, the group's largest of the year. Tickets remain available through the YMCA of Kenosha. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.